Alright, good morning everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. It is 8 a.m. Good having you with us. I'm feeling a little bit better, but I'm still coughing here and there. I might be able to go to the pool today. We'll see. But anyway, Yeah. Loading something here, there we go. Weather. Alright, this is the weather right now. I'm not gonna read it until later, guys. I'm just waiting for someone. Is it gonna come? I don't know, probably not. That's surprising you won't. You know, I really hate waiting, guys. Should we just get the start over with? We only have 12 minutes to do this, guys. We have to do this. Yeah, let's just go ahead and do it. Right now in Dallas, it's 75 degrees and clear sky. Later today, it'll be 102 degrees high, 68 low. I think this is the last day of the heat wave, but it's still going to be pretty hot afterwards, though, regardless. On Wednesday, it's going to be 91 high, 59 low. On Wednesday, that is. On Thursday, it'll be sunny with 88 high, 54 low. On Friday, now you decide to come? I've already started the weather. You're too little too late.
Okay.
But you can still grab your headset anyway. You're just kind of late.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. Anyway, on Friday, it'll be 86 high, 48 low. Saturday, it'll be 90 high, 54 low. On Saturday, it is. And then on Sunday, it'll be 90 high, 54 low. And on Monday, it'll be 88 high, 54 low. And there you go. That's the weather, of course, of our sister station, Newsnet Dallas. Anyway, he's finally come now. So, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today, Justin?
Good. You have a different colored mask.
I do.
Helps with that smoke, doesn't it?
It does. That's the idea.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see what's up with Biden's health. The White House faces many questions about Biden's health and medical history, and here are some answers. Now, President Joe Biden's performance in the June 27 presidential debate has now raised concerns about his age, health, and ability to lead the federal government. Administration officials have blamed his confused and at times his indecisive answers in the debate with Republican Donald Trump on a head cold, jet lag, and poor preparation at Camp David. By 81, Biden has found himself to be a key issue for many voters going into November's election. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, Biden's physician, issued his first comment since the debate late Monday after White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre had struggled to address questions about the president's health at Monday's news briefing. So how often does the president see a doctor? Well, Biden has had extensive yearly physical exams, actually, and Jean-Pierre has said, and she also added that most Americans don't understand the extent of the medical care that was provided to the president as many people are even lucky if they get to see their doctors once or twice a year. You know, I'm lucky I've seen Chelsea in 2 days. That's 11, by the way. I'm only seeing her because there's something wrong with my ears, I have a cough and everything, and it's still going on. It's probably still going to be going on by that point, so we'll see. But anyway, by contrast, the president's medical unit is just steps down for the residents at the White House. A couple times a week, Biden does a verbal check-in with his doctor while he's exercising, John Pierre had said, and also adding that he had a check-in on Monday. Now, there has been confusion as to whether Biden saw his doctor about his cold after the presidential debate on June 27th. The White House had initially said there was no medical exam, but later said there was a short verbal check-in, and it was determined that no exam was needed. But has the president even seen a neurologist? Well, John Pierre said he had seen a neurologist 3 times, but not more than that. And the White House spokesperson repeated the phrase 3 times in 17 instances, actually, during the Monday briefing. She stressed that all 3 meetings with a neurologist were tied to the president's annual physical exams. But John Pierre declined to say where Biden had seen the neurologist, whether the visits were at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center or elsewhere. "I don't have anything to state as to location," she said. "It's top secret, that's all I can say." Have Biden's physical exams found signs of Parkinson's or other neurological diseases? Not according to the report of the president's most recent physical issued in February, but John Pierce signed that document Monday in response to reporters' questions. That letter said an extremely detailed neurological exam was again reassuring that there were no findings consistent with a stroke, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, or ascending lateral sclerosis. The letter did add, though, that no tremors or motor weaknesses were detected either. Written by Biden's physician, O'Connor, the letter did add, though, that Biden demonstrates excellent fine motor dexterity. Why has a neurologist specializing and Parkinson's visited the White House? Visitor logs show that Dr. Kevin Kennard, a neurologist who has conducted research into Parkinson's, went into the White House 8 times between July 2023 and this past March. John Pierre declined to confirm the name of the doctor or say why he was going to the White House. But she did tell the reporters this was due to security reasons and know that the White House medical unit treats more people than just the president. There are thousands of military personnel who come on to this White House, John Pierre had said. Many of them get the care from the White House medical unit, and so we need to be more super careful. John Pierre encouraged the public just to connect the dots. Later on Monday, O'Connor had released a letter with the permission of both Biden and Kennard and confirmed that Kennard had been the neurologist who evaluated the president at each of his 3 physicals since he took office. But most of Kennard's visits to the White House were pursuant to his role as a specialist attached to the White House medical unit. Treating patients there for a wide array of neurological issues over a 12 years, O'Connor had said. Kennard made similar trips to the White House during the Obama administration, according to some visitor logs, and during the Trump administration, which also did not publish visitor logs. According to a person that was familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. Kennard did have 1 visit with Biden Kennard had one visit with Biden's personal physician this January in the White House resident clinic weeks before the president's physical in February. O'Connor had repeated the findings of that physical that did not detect signs of any neurological disorder. President Biden has not seen a neurologist outside of his annual physical, O'Connor has said in his letter. Well, could Biden waive his rights and make his full medical records public then? At Monday's news briefing, John Pierre was asked whether Biden could choose to release his full medical records. She did say that the president had shared a comprehensive medical report that is pretty detailed and in line with what was provided by former Presidents Barack Obama and George W. Bush. Senator John McCain, in 2008, allowed reporters to review more than 1,100 pages of his medical records when he was running for president at 71, which would have made him the oldest elected president at the time as well. I guess that's it for this story. That's interesting. Anyway, we're going to put a commercial in roll right here, so there you go. Be slow, but it's okay. Anyway, I'm gonna play, what should I play? It's already 12. I'm thinking about what I want to play. Let's just play Sabrina Carpenter for a change. I really don't play that too often either. And after that, we'll play, Teddy Swims, Lose Control, can't go wrong without that. And then we'll play Taylor Swift Is Over Now. How about that? Anyway, coming up in the next segment is Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Now for your host, Jesse Hackinson.
Thank you. It's just that mic there. Anyway, like I said earlier, well, you didn't hear it, but we mentioned earlier we're going to do Food Talk. Well, you did hear that in the last segment, but what we're going to read now is Bourbon Chicken. Now, I've read this so many times on the station, but you know what? One more time ain't going to hurt. This is an editor's pick, by the way. It's probably one of the most popular recipes on food.com, by the way. I searched and finally found this recipe on the internet. It is a copycat of the bourbon chicken that is sold in Chinese carryouts in my hometown. This recipe is so good that my sons have gobbled it up, leaving me with just a spoonful bit. Their excuse was they thought I had eaten, and the editor's note is it's named Bourbon Chicken because it was supposedly created by a Chinese cook who worked at a restaurant on Bourbon Street. There's no bourbon whiskey in it. It's ready in 35 minutes, it serves 4, it's 11 ingredients. No bourbon whiskey, it's non-alcoholic.
That's too bad.
But hey, at least I can have it.
That's true, without messing up your meds.
Yep. Anyway, now on the ingredients. 2 pounds of boneless chicken breasts. They need to be cut into bite-sized pieces, by the way. 1 to 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 1 garlic clove, crushed. 1/4 teaspoon of ginger. 3/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper flakes. 1/4 cup of apple juice. 1/3 cup of light brown sugar. Yep. 2 tablespoons of ketchup, 1 tablespoon of cider vinegar, 1/2 cup of water, and 1/3 cup of soy sauce. Anyway, here are the directions. We'll just skip the editor's note, because basically it's just the same thing I read earlier. It's just the first step, it's just the editor's note. But anyway, we'll just skip that. First, you want to heat the oil in a large skillet, then add the chicken pieces and cook until lightly browned. After that, remove the chicken, add the remaining ingredients, heat over medium heat until it's well mixed and dissolved, Add the chicken and bring to a hard boil. Reduce the heat and simmer for 20 minutes, then serve over hot rice and enjoy. Simple as that. And look at this. This recipe is missing bourbon. Is that a typo or should this recipe's name be changed? The title is more about Bourbon Street, New Orleans than liquor.
She already said that twice, didn't she?
We did, yes. I think it is about both. The other recipes I've seen for bourbon chicken do contain bourbon. So, yeah, like I said, someone did mention about that too, like we did earlier. Isn't that ironic?
It is.
The Q&As, by the way.
They did not read it, apparently.
Well, some people do that. They're too impatient to figure out what the heck they're doing. Anyway, we're mainly going to read chicken recipes today. Let's see what else we got here that seems pretty good as far as chicken is concerned. Kung Pao chicken, which apparently no longer exists! Oh no!
Oops.
Alright, I guess we'll read something else then. That's unfortunate. Let's try the panics. Well, what the heck. Well, at least this one works. Okay. Panda Express Orange Chicken. It's their copycat recipe for Panda Express. I'm pretty sure I've read this before, but might as well. I really wish we read that Kung Pao chicken recipe, but I guess it doesn't exist. Oh, no!
Oh, no. You said this is a copycat, right?
It's an air copycat, yeah. This chicken is tangy and flavorful. You gotta give it a try. I'm sure you and your family will enjoy it. Don't you worry. It's ready in 45 minutes. It serves 6. There's 20 ingredients. A lot of ingredients. Yeah. Well, just ignore that. Probably Anthony's taking care of the dog. Anyway, you need 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken chopped into bite-sized pieces. 1 egg, 1.5 teaspoons of salt, white pepper, oil for frying, 1/2 cup of cornstarch, 1/4 cup of flour, orange sauce, 3 tablespoons of soy sauce, 3/4 cup of orange juice, 1/2 cup of brown sugar, 1 orange zest of. This is for the orange sauce, by the way, right now, if you're wondering.
Okay.
1 tablespoon of oil, 2 tablespoons of ginger root that is minced, 2 teaspoons of garlic minced, 1 teaspoon of red chili pepper flakes, 1/2 cup of green onion that's also chopped, 2 tablespoons of rice wine, 1/2 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, and 1 teaspoon of sesame oil. Now here's the directions. First, you want to place the chicken pieces in a large bowl and set aside. Then, a medium bowl, stir the egg, salt, pepper, and 1 tablespoon of oil, and mix well and set aside. In a medium bowl, stir together 1/2 cup of the cornstarch to the flour. Heat the oil for deep frying in a wok or deep fryer to 375 degrees. I forget what a wok is. Dip the chicken pieces in the egg mixture and then into the flour mixture and then shaking off any of the excess. Add the chicken again to the wok in the small batches and fry it for just 3 to 4 minutes or until it's golden brown. But please do not overcook the chicken. Remove the chicken from the oil with a slotted spoon and drain on paper towels and set aside. Now for the sauce. In a small bowl, combine the soy sauce, orange juice, brown sugar, and orange zest, and set aside. Clean the wok and heat for 15 seconds over high heat. Add 1 tablespoon of oil, the ginger root, garlic, crushed red chili pepper flakes, and green onions, and stir fry for just a few seconds until fragrant. And now, add the rice wine and the soy sauce mixture until you set aside above. Later, add the cooked chicken, stirring it until well mixed, and then in a small bowl, Stir together the water and cornstarch, and then add it to the wok and stir until the sauce is thickened. Add the sesame oil if you're desired. And then serve over jasmine rice. And there you go. Now, where do you buy the panda? Amazon. Duh. That's funny. Anyway, that was a little joke there, I guess you could say. Anyway, I guess I'll do it for food talk. We got to read two chicken recipes. Mostly Chinese-based ones, but you get the idea. Hey, don't people like that a lot, let's face it. Anyway, we're going to move on to the second half of the segment, sort of, which is TMZ, which is Bad the Habby, who says, I was staying with my boyfriend, or BF or whatever, after he attacked me, really. Bad the Habby says she's confused the reaction that she received after she posted a video of her being thrown to the ground by her boyfriend, Lei Vaughan, and then revealing a horrendous eye injury. She says she never said she was staying with him, but the reality is that essentially is what she said. Now, someone who saw the footage commented on BB's most recent post, if you cared you'd leave that man, he will abuse you in front of her. And to that, Bahabi responded, I wasn't going to speak on this, but who said I was staying? What about that post made you all think I'm staying? Because I said I love him? Because I said he's going to get help? I'm so confused, and apparently so are you all. Let's see what this is about. Alright, so here's the thing. Bahabi had posted on Sunday, I love that man more than I love myself, and it's honestly really sad. But unfortunately, this is real life that I know the easy way out is to leave, and that's better said than done. She later continued, this doesn't happen this extreme often, but LV definitely has a problem. She's going to get the help he needs. Right now, there's no room for mistakes, and he does know that. When she says the easy way out is to leave, and that's better said than done, well, it sure sounds like she's staying. BB also posted a picture of her child, Callie, with caption, "All I ever will care about." We checked with the cops, and no report has been filed, though. We also checked to see if she even filed a restraining order with the courts, but there's even no evidence of that, so we don't know what's going on anyway. But yeah, but we'll just hope for the best. Anyway, dead woman is remaining found at a New York City sleeping bag. That's interesting. What's this about? Grim News out of New York City, a woman's body was found in a sleeping bag left on the sidewalk for trash pickup. That's interesting. There's this post on X, formerly known as Twitter, that says, authorities, okay, that's going to the mobile Twitter, well, we'll try to read some of it. Authorities are sharing new information about the human remains found in a sleeping bag that had been left on the Manhattan sidewalk for trash pickup a few days ago. It was found in a sleeping bag, which was also bagged on East 27th Street, which was supposedly a 31-year-old. Authorities found the decomposing body wrapped in a plastic bag inside the sleeping bag, which was tied to a dolly cart. This after they responded to reports Friday of a suspicious package with a foul smell outside a building on East 27th Street. The victim has been identified as 31-year-old Yasmin Williams, and cops have ruled her death a homicide, revealing that she was indeed shot in the head. But we already read that. A man in his 50s named Chad Irish was arrested in connection with the incident. He was brought in for questioning on Monday, which was, I think, yesterday, which was regarding Yasmin's death, He is now facing charges of concealment of a human corpse, criminal possession of a weapon, and menacing. And at this point, he hasn't been charged with any homicide-related charges in connection with the death. Now, people in the neighborhood have already seemed convinced that Irish is guilty now. And for some reason, he was on a stretcher as police escorted him from the precinct to an ambulance. And officers and paramedics had struggled to hold back angry crowds. Nicole Williams, the victim's mother, said, "He's disgusting. He looks like scum. They were angry. He took her life away. They threw my daughter in a garbage bag." Anyway, we'll read one more story. Meg and Good. Pals told me to steer clear of Jonathan Majors. Meg and Good is doing good. In fact, she's never been so happier dating Jonathan Majors, despite every friend telling her to steer clear because of this, of his legal troubles. And speaking on today with Hoda and Jenna, Megan had made it clear that people can advise her all they want, but at the end of the day, she marches up to the beat of her own drum, insisting that she feels a lot of peace in her heart with any decision she makes, and that includes dating JM. She brings God into it as well, saying she'll have to answer to him one day. So, she wants to be responsible for all those decisions she makes. Go away. Now, as we've seen, Megan's put on a united front with Jonathan, standing by his side during his court appearances amid his legal woes when they start dating, less than a year after finalizing her divorce from Devon Franklin back in 2022. Now, clearly, the relationship with Majors is working out big time for Good. She gushes about how they support and respect each other, adding, "Overall, the whole thing is downright wonderful. But remember that Jonathan was arrested in March of 2023 for allegedly assaulting his ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabberee. He was later found guilty on two misdemeanor counts of assault and harassment. He also didn't get any jail time either at sentencing. He also maintained his innocence throughout the ordeal." So the pair are hoping to move on with their lives, despite Megan recently signed on to start a new movie about domestic violence. Despite what her boyfriend went through in real life, though. Wow. Anyway, it's 8:41 right now. We could try to read one more story, but I really need time to put a commercial in the music too. Even though, yeah. Anyway, let's go ahead and do that. There you are. Alright, use it. Not that. Alright, let's play, Rodrigo, Give Back, and Post Malone. Where are you at, Post Malone? There you are. Which one should I play? Three Post Malone songs. Let's play I Had Some Hell for a change. I would play the other two, but I'm kind of getting a little bit tired of them, so we'll play something new. This one, I Had Some Help, is number one on the Hot 100 right now, so it seems only fair enough to do that. And also, coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be playing Pokemon Go, of course, so there you go. So, yeah, we're going to play it on my phone first, of all things. So, yeah. Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Go at whatever time. Well, right after Olivia Rodrigo getting back, and I had some help by Post Malone. Featuring Morgan Wallen, that is. But you get the idea. That makes sense, right? But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Call with Pokemon Go will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Now for your host, Jesse Higgins.
Thank you. Now, we'll be doing Pokemon Sleep at 9:02 a.m. Now, I've already updated it. Now, there was, like, maintenance last night, so obviously there's a new update, version 1.9, but I've already updated it. But before we get into that, we're going to play Pokemon Go. Actually, before we get to any of that, we need to take this out of silence. There we go. Now we can go ahead and launch Go. And see what's going on here. Turn this up a little bit. I don't know why it's all the way down. Okay. Let me check something here. Okay, someone's gonna get knocked out. That's what I thought. Alright, let's just leave him alone. I was killing our red gems for now. I'm only in 3. Could kill St. Phillips later today with my tablet. It's possible. Okay. Oh, cool swim there. Oh my god, why are you deflecting it? I didn't even throw it right, but it's okay. There we go. Weird how it knows struggle. Not worth anything. So weak and it gave you a single. You get the idea. Sorry about clearing my throat all these times. I apologize. Okay, I caught 350 Pokemon, apparently. For what that will do me. Special, actually. Hope that works. It did. I had a feeling it would. So I'm gonna keep this one, even though it's 0, but it's heavy and tall, but there's a showcase going on for it. So hold on to it. This one's around all the time. I need a research task done. I have a bonus one to complete. So, it's there if necessary. By the way, one we just completed it was some special, not field. But, of course it's gotta be for the box. Of course it is. I need that box. Let's just use the daily adventure incense to see what it gives us. I just need one more Pokemon to complete that thing and get the darn box. That's all I'm asking for. There we go. Oh. completed. Very hard to find a 3-star in these, so... Oh, well. There's the professor. So Pokemon gonna be... Growlithe! Hisuian Growlithe, that is. Hopefully it's a 3-star. It's not. That's unfortunate, but oh well. Anyway, let's see what the shop's yawning me about this time. Probably the gift. Yeah. Might as well. Can't even do that, because my bag's full. Who cares? That gives me so many freaking balls, it'd be ludicrous, but whatever. Anyway, never mind that. We'll just forget about the daily box for today then. Whoa. And we'll go ahead and power up some Pokemon, even though that really doesn't matter much, but oh well. Track much faster when I wear my watch. I just realized that. But it doesn't help the fact I don't really have a whole lot of incubators, though. Anyway, should power up any of them. I probably could, but we'll do that for a later time. Go away. But yeah, I do want to power up my perfect, Cyndaquil here. Well, Typhlosia now, but same thing. We'll just power it up, actually, should we do that? Well, I like to do that, but we'll save it for another time. There's Rayquaza. He's a lot of energy now to Mega Evolve, but I still have plenty to go around, so not the end of the world. Anyway, enough said. What we're gonna do now is... I still really wish I got better rewards from that box, but no big deal. Anyway, we're going to do Pokemon Sleep now. Well, first, before we do Pokemon Sleep, we're going to wait one more minute. Again, the game had an update. They did maintenance last night, so I tracked my sleep with a Pokeball here. But, let's just catch ourselves one more Pokemon at it. Might as well. Why did I do that? I will never know. That will screw many optimist sips for year to come. I'm so sorry to say that right, but it's okay. Only a 1-star anyway, who cares? Anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep. I already updated the app itself, but we're gonna have to do another update anyway. I already know we're gonna need to do another update, so Or hold your breath, everyone. We'll be right back in a few seconds. Don't go away. Yep. Alright, we're back, guys. What else? Anyway, I am going to head out here now. I'm just going to close this off. I'm going to turn down the volume completely. Oh, that's new. There's a blue dot there. They must have did that when they updated it. That must be a new feature they must have added in this version, so that's very interesting. Let's go ahead and open it up while we're at it. Because again, I did update this off the air, well, the game that is, on the App Store. I updated it while we were on break. If you're wondering. But we got a big update. We got like a 79 megabyte update, so... Again, the reason why you can't hear it is because I have it turned down all the way, so we're going to go ahead and begin the update. Again, since I have this connected to my 5G Spectrum Wi-Fi, I don't know if it's connected to 2G or 5G, it doesn't matter though, but it's getting hung up on this 99% thing. Verifying the data, my Mac likes to do that too, but anyway, it's complete now. Alright, I'm going to go ahead and turn it back up now. Okay, you can hear the music now, and we're going to go ahead and synchronize the Pokeball now. Start now. Yes. Okay, 3 minutes less. It looks like it untracked the time to tail end. And by the way, this update is for the, first anniversary fest, by the way, if you're wondering. Because Pokemon Sleep originally came out 1 year ago in 2023. I actually did an update. I announced this actually back in July. I think the first update, the first time I announced Pokemon Sleep, believe it or not, was on July 6th of 2023. That was the first time I announced Pokemon Sleep, believe it or not. I think that was also the first episode I did with my Vivitar sound mixer, which I thought was pretty interesting. I guess we got a manual entry award, so that's interesting. So we'll have to give away 2 bonus biscuits. Yeah! Who's the highest friendship level? Looks like it's Cubone. That's wonderful. Give, give, give. Alright, we still have to give 1 more, so... guess we'll just give the Cubone again. Simple as that. And of course, it'll be enough to befriend him. What else? And I guess we'll just head out here then. Simple as that. Alright. Is there any better photos? No, they're only 1 star. Oh, let's just change it to Cubo. What the heck? Yeah, who cares if it gave me less candy? I'm gonna change it anyway, just because I befriended him. I'm sorry about that, but it's the truth. Who gives a whatever the professor says? He's level 11 and lonely, by the way. There's a skip button, that's new. Ha! I've got some honey there. Always thought Sorax's cry was so funny. Still think it is. The rain pop-up will not appear. Yeah, that can get annoying sometimes, but who cares? Yeah, this is new. Earn some sleep points. Yes. That's pretty even now, sort of. See the shop's yelling us about this time. Hey, no, I don't want to buy real money with that. Let's try. Do want to get the daily gift, though, but it won't matter, though, because my bag's full. And no, I'm not paying real money to upgrade my bag. Let's go to the main menu. So yeah, we updated the 1.9.0. The maintenance was done from 6 to 10, by the way. Well, 6 to 10:30, but they completed it earlier. They also did an update for version 1.9.0. This is for the first anniversary fest. So yeah. Yep, first anniversary and update day 2. Alright, I gotta empty my bag a little bit, guys. Actually, I might just upgrade it. Yeah, it doesn't cost that much. Let's just do that. Besides, I have more room for ingredients. I might as well do the same thing with the bag. There we go. That's what Raikou was yelling at me about. About 150 sleep points, that's nice. Now it should be much more round now. Anyway, let's just go ahead and put our Pokemon here now. Yeah, we done all that fun stuff, sort of. Hell, if I do this right. We'll save the Nightcap Pikachu for last. That's what I usually always do. I'm sorry about that. Third wheel there. You know, that wasn't a Nightcap Pikachu, that was a different one. Now we'll move on to Nightcap Pikachu. Only one Pokestop, huh? Probably not getting a whole lot. Sort of. Bit cooking. Add more. Let's see if it's gonna be extra tasty. Nope. 27.4. Fancy apple salad. Simple as that. Got quite a bit of berries left, by the way. Give us some more. Anyway, like I said, this is the first anniversary fest, sort of. The game originally came out, I think, sometime in this month, I think, but near the end of this month, I can't remember. But I first talked about it on July 6th of 2023, believe it or not. That was the first time I talked about it. It was 2 days after July 4th of 2023, believe it or not. It was on July 6th of 2023. The reason why I know is because I've listened to it before. And I mentioned it during the Pokemon News segment at 9 a.m., and I talked about how, I also think I did talk about this Pokemon Go Plus 2. Before I had the Pokemon Go Plus, I didn't really play Pokemon Sleep because I thought, you know, you needed this toy to play it. Well, I don't think you do now, but At first, I think you did, but I don't know if you do now. But, but it looks like Snorlax's new level. Alright, that was Glass Berry, probably did the trick. Should we be done there? I think we should. Well, we can claim our free gift really quick now. We weren't able to do that earlier because my back had no room. But now we have a Poke Biscuit. Number one. Well, one Poke Biscuit, I should say. And now we'll head out there. Simple as that. Anyway, now we got 2 minutes of power commercial and music there. Let's get off. Anyway, like I said, I first mentioned Pokemon Sleep on July 6th of 2023. That was the first time I ever mentioned about it. I think I did also mention the Pokemon Go Plus Plus. I got that for Christmas from Aunt Lou's, well, it's my cousin, well, you get what I'm saying, but it's Aunt Lou's, daughter in a certain way. Her name is Trish, by the way, if you're wondering. So that's fun. Anyway, we're gonna play Kenya Gray Strangers after the commercial. It's about, okay, 3 minutes, that's what I thought. I could've swore, well, it was a different song highlight, but whatever. Chill. And after that, we'll play, Training Season by Dua Lipa. And then after that, we'll play, Agora Hills by Doja Cat. We haven't played that too often, have we? Yeah. So anyway, coming up after the commercial break is Kenya Gray's Strangers. Tablet to Sleep, oh well. Wake it up later. Anyway, coming up is Kenya Gray's Strangers, Dua Lipa Training Season, Doja Cat, Agora Hills. And then after that, we're going to read the weather one more time. Read our horoscopes for me and Daniel. Yep, and then after that, I'm going to play some Pokemon Go as Jesse Wild 223 on the tablet. What else? And if we have time, maybe one more news story. If we have time. But anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep.
Jesse Hackinson.
Thank you. Alright, now we're gonna kick things off with Freedom the Weather. First gotta unlock this. Come on. Probably should have this ahead of time, but it's okay. Hopefully it'll work well enough. Right, there we go. Alright, come on, there you go. Alright, weather. Alright, right now it is 82 degrees outside with clear sky. Later today it'll be 102 high, 68 low, clear sky. Today that is, on Tuesday. On Wednesday it'll be 91 high, 59 low. On Wednesday that is. Yeah. And on Thursday, it'll be 88 high, 54 low, clear sky as well. On Friday, it'll be clear sky as well, with 86 high, 48 low. On Saturday, it'll be 90 high, 54 low. On Sunday, it will be 90 high, 54 low, just like on Saturday, with, and then on Monday, it'll be 88 high, and on Monday, it'll be sunny with 88 high, 54 low. So there you go, that's the weather. Alright, horoscope, we'll start with mine on July 9th. This is my horoscope, by the way. You might look around your house and think of some new and exciting ways to spruce up a little bit, Sagittarius. Perhaps just some new paint, wallpaper, or carpet, or even just a small art object could just make a huge difference. You may want to try, after all. A romantic partner could spend a lot of time working on this with you, and it might well bring you closer together. Have fun! Alright, we'll see about that. Now on to yours. It's likely that the previous few days have been especially hectic, Gemini. Have they?
Yeah.
Aha! Today you're apt to entertain a few daydreams about getting away from it all. Perhaps there's an airfield that you've wanted to pursue after all. You might actually think seriously about it now. Don't make any plans until you're back in the material world. You might feel too finical to be your usual practical self after all. That sounds interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Anyway, Pokemon Go Fest 2024 Global is just around the corner. Check the in-game news for Ultra Unlock details. We'll check that out on the tablet. Maybe, we'll see. Let's load it up. Give it some time to load up, of course. Set there for now. What we were just playing earlier was Doja Category Hills, as Daniel said earlier. And we also played Dua Lipa Training Season and Kenya Grace Strangers, if you're wondering. And you can always feed a golden raspberry to a Pokemon to feed in the gym that will fully heal that Pokemon. That's interesting. So keep that in mind, folks. So there you go. That's just a tip it's shown on here on the screen, by the way. If you're wondering. But looks like it's loaded now. Okay, volume's all the way up, so that's good. Okay. Yes, I am safe. We'll worry about that later. I probably should have clicked on see details. You get the idea. Okay, let's see if there's room in here. There is. There's only one Pokemon there. That is very interesting. Where is the shop yelling at us about this time? Nothing really too exciting here, so just catch ourselves an Eevee. Let's just get extra candy from it if necessary. Yeah, I'd probably use the Pokeball. Oh, stayed in, that's what matters. And now we're to 2 days on here too, so that's great. Remember, the streaks reset on a Monday, so there you go. That's worth nothing. What a surprise. Eevee free stars are hard to find. If you're wondering. This might be a new one, actually, to be honest with you. For this account. That's lagging there for some reason. Pokemon broke free. What a surprise. That wasn't really a good throw because the stupid thing was being naughty there. Okay, I think I got it now. Yep. It's a new one too, just like bought. The showcase going on, so I'll just get out of that. Move on to Corefish now, the crab. Let's see if it'll take the extra candy. I think it will. Or at least make an attempt to. Yep. And again, CP was very low. Apparently I've already caught this before, so I guess we are appraising it. Why is the Gobby so low level with 3 stars? But whatever, that goose gives us a chance to use extra stardust and candy. You know, like one of those power-up Pokemon so many times missions for like getting Litten, Tepig, Popplio, or whatever. You get the idea. That makes sense, right? Yeah. Anyway, what field research did you get as far as a bonus one is concerned? He got the same thing I did. Okay, that is very interesting. Let me just remove this Earth Free Candies Walk Your Buddy thing and catch 5 water type Pokemon. We'll just leave that alone. We'll probably come across more water type Pokemon. I don't know. Let me see the. Then again, grass, ground, fire. Probably not. But who knows? Going on until 9:52, by the way. Yeah, see, here's a grass type. Like I said, it's just grass mainly. And this one I'm probably not gonna catch. Oh, wait a second. No way. No way. I caught it. Yeah, I did. But it's only 1 star though. Wait, how many coins do you have? Only 97. I must have spent on something with this, so that's interesting. Was it remote passes, I wonder? I don't think it was. I think it was upgrades and whatever. Yeah, all I see here is a premium battle pass, so yeah, I did not. All I did was spend on upgrades, nothing else. Anyway, it's been some weird stuff there, because why not? We got about 12 minutes left, guys, if you're wondering. By the way, this tablet account is on Team Instinct. That's Team Yellow, by the way. If you haven't wondered yet, but yeah. So yeah, I have to catch one more Pokemon to get a mission complete. It doesn't help, it won't get the box though or anything, but it'll be a while till I get the box on here, but at least this way I can at least get one stamp out of the way at the very least. So yeah. Let's see what the field research is. Well, not that. That's not the Pokestop I wanted. showcase. Okay, we can't enter it right now, but we can at least take a look at what Pokemon are in it. Okay, it looks like one of my red players are in first place. We got a yellow friend that entered in on here. We can also enter a Lapras in here, but again, we have to come closer to it. As you can probably tell, they're entering Wailord, because, it's big. It's a mix of red, yellow, and blue. Again, that's the three teams are in Pokemon Blue. Pokemon Blue, Pokemon Go. The red team is known as Team Valor, Team Yellow is known as Team Instinct, and Team Blue, I forget what their team name is. I'll have to look it up, but I think it's, yeah, I forgot what Team Blue is called. But anyway, I'll have to look it up later. Looks like Chuck Dragon 809 is level 13. Well, not level, but rank 13. He's last place. Oh my god, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, we got 10 minutes left, so I don't think there's really any more Pokemon here. That's kind of unfortunate. Oh, wait a second. There's one more here. Let's see if we can finish that stamp here. If we can finish that stamp, that'd be great. Because I just want to get that stamp out of the way. It looks like we will. But is it worth anything? We'll see. No, it is not. But we can, however, now claim this ward. And there we go. Now we got this ward stamp out of the way. Simple as that. So there you go. Now, I'm just going to go ahead and head out here now. And what we're going to do is, to finish off this segment, we're just going to read a little news story. Alright, we already read about Biden earlier. Let's read about the Alec Baldwin trial. Let's see what this is about. Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial is now beginning with a jury selection. Let's see what this is about. This is from Santa Fe, New Mexico, courtesy of the Associated Press. This is from APnews.com. Alec Baldwin's trial in the shooting of a cinematographer is set to begin on Tuesday, which is supposedly today, with the selection of jurors who will decide whether the actor is guilty or involuntary of manslaughter. What? Yep, that's what I thought too. But getting chosen to serve in the trial of such a major star accused of such a major crime would be indeed unusual, even in Los Angeles or Baldwin's hometown in New York anyway. But it will be essentially an unheard of experience for those who are picked as jurors in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Though in recent years, the state has increasingly become a hub of Hollywood production. Baldwin and his wife, Hilaria, arrived at the courthouse on Tuesday with at least one of their youngest children. The couple have several children, with the youngest set to turn 2 in September. Now, Baldwin, at 66 years old, could get up to 18 months in prison if jurors unanimously decide to convict him. The jurors are tasked with deciding whether Baldwin committed the felony when, during a rehearsal back in October of 2021, a revolver went off when he was pointed at cinematographer Haliana Hutchins, killing her, and wounding director Joel Scusa. They are on the set of the Western film Rust at Bonanza Creek Ranch, some 18 miles, 29 kilometers, by the way, from where the trial is being held. Baldwin has said the gun fired accidentally after he followed the instructions to point it towards Hutchins, who was behind the camera, and unaware that the gun contained a live round. Baldwin said he pulled back the hammer, not the trigger, and it fired anyway. The star of 30 Rock and Hunt for Red October made his first appearance in the courtroom on Monday when Judge Mary Marlowe Sommer, in a significant victory for defense, ruled at a petrol pretrial hearing that Baldwin's role as a co-producer of Rust is just not relevant to the trial. The judge has said that the special circumstances of a celebrity trial shouldn't keep jury selection from moving quickly, and that opening statement should begin on Wednesday. "I'm not worried about being able to pick a jury in one day," Marlowe Sommer said. "I think we're going to pick a jury by the afternoon." Special Prosecutor Kauri Morrissey, however, was dubious that Baldwin's lawyers, with whom she has clashed in the run-up to the trial, would make that possible. "It is my guess that with this group of defense attorneys, that's not going to happen," Morrissey had said at the hearing. Baldwin's attorney Alex Spiro had replied, "I've never not picked a jury one day. I can't imagine that this would be the first time." Now, dozens of prospective jurors will be brought into the courtroom for questioning Tuesday morning. Cameras that will capture the rest of the proceedings will be turned off to protect their privacy as well. Jurors are expected to get the case after a 9-day trial. Attorneys will be able to request to dismiss them for conflicts or even other reasons, and the defense under state law can dismiss up to 5 jurors without giving a reason, and the prosecution can dismiss 3 as well. More challenges will be allowed when the 4 alternates are chosen. Before Marlowe Sommer's ruling on Monday, prosecutors had hoped to highlight Baldwin's safety obligations on the set as co-producer just to bolster an alternative theory of guilt beyond his alleged negligent use of a firearm. They aim to link Baldwin's behavior to total disregard or indifference for the safety of others under the involuntary of manslaughter law. But the prosecution managed other wins on Monday. They successfully argued for the exclusion of summary findings from the state workplace safety investigation that placed much of the blame on the film's assistant director that was shifting fault away from Baldwin. And the judge had ruled that they could show graphic images from Hutchins' autopsy and from police lab pool cameras during the treatment of her injuries. Dalton has reported from Los Angeles. If you want more coverage of Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial, you can visit apnews.com/hub/Alec-Baldwin. And there you go. Anyway, I forget, 29, 49, yeah, we're just gonna go ahead and finish it off here, not that, commercials, probably put a 2-minute one in. Sorry about that, alright, it's about 9:54. The music. We'll put a very quick two-minute song in. I think I'll try to play "Lovin' on Me" by Jack Harlow. And then after that, I'll play "Calm Down" by Rima and Selena Gomez to close it out. So there you go. Simple as that. And we still got. I think I still got like at least a minute and a half left. Been 20 seconds, I should say, but yeah, but anyway, I'll be back on Wednesday, July 10th, hopefully, we'll see what happens. If not, oh well, too bad. Anyway, let's see if we're still casting. Looks like we are, it's saying it can't open some file, but no big deal. Even though it says it can't open it, it's still opening it. But anyway, there you have it. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Tuesday, July 9th, 2024. And I get my food stamps on today, by the way, which is the 9th. Because I was born on December 9th, so they give it to me every day on the 9th. Well, not every day, literally, but on every month on the 9th. So there you go. Not like it really matters to you, but matters to me. But you get the idea. That makes sense, right? But yeah. Anyway, until next time, I don't know what else to say other than the fact that I hope Alec Baldwin makes it for those trials. But I did not even realize he starred in the movie Rust. Never even heard of it, but oh well. But anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I am Jesse Atkinson.
And I'm Daniel.
See you tomorrow, hopefully. Bye-bye, everyone.